Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Wednesday, January 6th, and this morning I am joined by Jonathan Game at TCF Game Boy and Boomy at Boomy TCF. I'm Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical_Chicago. This morning we'll be talking about college basketball. Boomy will be talking about what's been going on the last week or so. We always like to pick one day on the weekday show and talk about college basketball a lot. We got some good games coming up this weekend. Boys, we don't know yet, but the college football playoff game, the title game, could be postponed. Ohio State already has some problems with COVID. As of right now, the game is going to be scheduled as is, but we'll get into why it may be postponed just for a little bit, hopefully, and then some NFL news, and then we will wrap up the show with Boomy's wacky web story. If you want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Go over to the YouTube page, Typical Chicago Fans. Subscribe to the YouTube page of Morning Shows Podcast. Interviews are all on there. If you want to find us, the podcast version, we do a podcast version of this show. We also do the YouTube version. But if you want to find all of our podcasts, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. If it's Apple, please subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Leave a 5-star rating. We would love that. Like I said, you can always say something mean to Boomy. Just give us a 5-star rating. That's what I always say.
Absolutely.
Shout out to 26shirts.com Chicago. Use the promo code TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com Chicago. Boys, how are we doing on this Wednesday? We're kind of halfway through the week. We're all kind of used to this being the Friday of the week. I know you guys had the full 2 weeks off, but some of us got four-day weekends, but that is all over with. But we are halfway through the week. How are we doing, boys?
Like you said, man, we're almost there to the halfway point to the downhill slide of the week. So can't complain too much, you know, other than the heat not working in my car. It's been some cold rides home, doing home from work. But, you know, we're getting through, and that's really all that matters. So nothing to complain about here.
Yep, just hanging in there, enjoying the beautiful frost from outside, looking at from out the window, though. I don't want to be outside in it, but looking out the window is pretty. It's nice and pretty, but I don't want to step foot in that stuff. But
it's a good scenery. It doesn't mean you want to be a part of it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of snow. It's all right, but then you know it's cold outside, and it's just not a fan of the cold. I like summer when we can golf and stuff like that, but I don't know. It's supposed to warm up, actually, I think. A little bit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the 40s this week.
Maybe we'll get a little disc golfing.
Unless the snow melts, I wouldn't count on it.
Boomy, we're playing through the snow. Come on.
Bet all the elements.
No.
You have some Timberlands.
They're not Timberlands. They're very, very cheap Payless knockoffs, and those would – Those not time comfortable to play disc golf in. That sounds like blisters if I've ever heard of it.
It sounds like Boomy is not gritty enough to play in the snow.
You can be gritty and freeze your ass off. That's your prerogative.
I was saying when it's warm.
Yeah, but even then, the snow's not going anywhere. It's not going to get 70. It's
no,
going to
be slosh.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, you could wear your knockoff shoes and be just fine. If they get dirty, it's whatever. They're knockoffs.
You're not wrong. I just – it doesn't – we'll see.
It's a very soft side of Boomy I didn't know existed. But let's get into the first subject here. We got college basketball. Boomy, what's been going on?
Yeah, like I've said a million times, Gonzaga continues their just string of dominance, playing a tough schedule. Baylor – slides in. They're also undefeated. I'm really, really hoping we get that Gonzaga villain or Baylor rematch that we were supposed to get back in late November, early December. But I think one of the things that we've talked about quite a few times is just the Big Ten, man. It's just, I mean, people throw around the word gauntlet, but like legitimately, like I think 13 of the 14 teams are ranked in like the top 60 in KenPom. And literally there's no nights off. We saw Michigan State struggle with a bad Nebraska team on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day that was. We also saw Kansas, who had only had one loss to Gonzaga. They got just absolutely pieced by a good Texas team who's 8-1 and ranked fourth in the country. But, you know, obviously the big talk is how good the Big Ten is. But I think we also need to recognize that there's some really big players in the Big 12. There's some really big players in the ACC. Even the SEC's got some good teams. But I think that you're going to see a lot of this and some of these conferences cannibalizing each other. You know, you're going to get to the tail end when we're talking Selection Sunday where that, you know, the 13 teams from the Big Ten can make the tournament, but it's like you might be the 12th ranked team and you're sitting at 500. And yeah, we might know that the 12th ranked team in the Big Ten is better than the fourth ranked team in, you know, the SEC or whatever the case is. But because you've stacked up, you know, 7-8 losses, you might lose that opportunity just because of it. So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of pans out.
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement going on. And like you said, with the conference play so quickly happening, with the season kind of being shortened or whatever.
The non-conference season, yep.
Yeah, it's just like you're right into conference play, especially with like the Big Ten. And it's going to be exciting to see, because I think that there's 8 to 10 teams in the Big Ten who could maybe make the tournament.
I think it's more than that. I think you could make an argument for legit 12 of the 14 teams. I mean, the only ones I would make an exception for is Nebraska. I obviously have a different side of it with Maryland, but they're probably somewhere, you know, in that range. But is Maryland better than, say, maybe like a sixth-ranked team in the SEC? Probably. It's just – You don't know how it's going to work with them, like I say, cannibalizing each other. And I don't know about you guys. I cannot get used to Rutgers being good at anything.
I know. That's so strange. And that's brings up my point here with the Big Ten is I think the way you stand out, if you're one of those bottom four or five teams trying to make the tournament, you got to win road games. That's where, yes. Like, to win at home is one thing. But, like, for example, even the top teams like Iowa, Michigan right now, Wisconsin, Illinois. Like, Iowa just went to Rutgers and won. And Rutgers had won, like, I don't know, like 10 to 15 straight games there at the rack. Like, they're a good team at home. If you can win on the road to Big Ten, like, you're easily in. That's why Northwestern right now.
Putting that on your resume, you know.
Yeah. Northwestern just won two straight home games, like, by double-digit points, and then go get blown out on the road twice in a row. Like, you gotta win on the road here in the Big Ten. So that's gonna be the difference. So it's gonna be exciting to see how it shakes out.
Most definitely. I think also another one that we've talked about a little bit in the past, Texas, big time back. I mean, they just absolutely destroy Kansas, like I said earlier. But maybe it's Shaka Smart finally grew the hair back, so maybe that has got them rolling.
I did not recognize him the first time I watched Texas play this year.
I thought they had a new coach.
So did I. I was like, who the heck is that guy?
But hey, if it works, it works, you know? So I think you will see him keeping the hair for now.
I think if they're going to continue to win and then beat the crap out of Kansas at home, games like that, you're going to see that little baby afro for a long time.
But with what we're saying, how good, like I said, the Big Ten, even the SEC, all these, there's a lot of good basketball teams this year. The tournament's just going to be so fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. Cannot wait. And we talked about it last night, all in one place. Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Because I think you're going to see a lot of teams. I mean, obviously, they all mostly all the big conferences play their conference tournament in one city. It'll be interesting to see how they do that in a bubble type situation as we prepare for having a bubble like situation in Indianapolis.
But we are excited to see what happens here in college basketball. Does Illinois play tonight, Tuesday?
They play Thursday night against Northwestern. So that's, I mean, that's a big game. It's at Northwestern. It's one of those, like, again, a road game where Northwestern really wants to knock off Illinois here. It's a big home win for them. But this is one of those games that kind of separates, like, Iowa just won at Rutgers. Can Illinois go on the road to win against not a ranked team anymore, but probably a top 30, 35 team in the country? Can they go do that? That's the next step in the Big Ten.
Definitely.
We will see if they can do that. I kind of have seen a lot of reports going against this, but the college football playoff title game could be postponed. It's on Monday. Ohio State has had some coaches test positive for COVID. I don't think it will change, but there is a possibility. And that just brought up a lot of other things, like, what if there's a playoff football game where a team's not going to have a guy because of COVID? Are they just going to push it? Like, they're going to have to play it.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I guess with the national championship, it's different. But, like, think about all of the money tied in and, like, renting a stadium and endorsement money and TV money. Like, not really an option to say, hey, never mind, we're going to play this on Tuesday. Like, it's a lot to ask for. I think you're going to see the NCAA and the NFL, for that matter, do what they've done all year, is just put their head down and get through it. And if Ohio State has to play minus a couple coaches, that's their problem.
The Cleveland Browns will be without their head coach in the first playoff game. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's the reality right now. You got to push through it. Like, with Ohio State, what I hate so much about the college football one now is you've got the theories of getting rolled out there. Like, I just saw Nick Saban's daughter was – tweet and saying that Ohio State's doing this on purpose because they want Justin Fields to get some extra time to rest and heal from the big hit he took against Clemson. And I just, like, that's garbage. Like, the reality is teams are going to get COVID. It's been a reality all year long. Like, Ohio State had to cancel games before because of this stuff. Like, it is a reality. So I think it's just, it's silly. It's nonsense to be making those claims, but they got to push through it. They're going to have to. That's just the reality of the season.
I heard something today, like, what if the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl and, like, 3 or 4 days before, somehow Patrick Mahomes has, like, COVID? Do they push that game back? Like, you know what I mean? Do they push that game back? Or, like, they have to play it. Like, that's just crazy what kind of world we're living in right now.
You're going to make 99% of your fans pissed off to coddle the 1%. Like, you're going to obviously, I think you do. If you get Patrick Mahomes, you want to see him and not, you know, whoever the hell they're telling more.
I mean, they're going to play the game, but it's just crazy to think of, like, what can happen right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like you guys said, it's a wild thing to think about in a wild world we're living in right now. Yeah. So.
And that's with the Brown situation, I read there was a significant player. I didn't see a name, so that might be bigger news later in the week. But if it's a significant player, let's say it's Baker Mayfield or, you know, one of their two running backs, like, that's huge. And that's something that could be the difference between a win and a loss in the playoffs here. But again, the NFL, the whole season has just put their head down, kind of like Boomy said, just gone through it. So I think regardless, even if it's Mahomes, you might have to just play through it because it's, you can't really take too much time here.
Exactly.
But you just hope everyone stays safe through all this. And let's move into the last topic of the show, Boomy's Wacky Web Story.
Guys, I know we literally just got done talking about COVID, but apparently other ailments and diseases have not stopped in the world. France is experiencing a case of the H5N8 virus, which is more commonly known as the bird flu. We've heard of this before many times. within the last 10 to 15 years, but France now has a plan to slaughter 60,000 birds in an effort to prevent the spread of the avian influenza infecting duck flocks in part of their country. They released on Tuesday. As of January 1st, France has confirmed 61 bird flu outbreaks in the country, and they are going to put down 600,000 birds. So, yep, we need to be concerned about coronavirus, but hey, the bird flu is still out there, so add that onto your plate.
I didn't know the bird flu was still a thing.
Yeah, it didn't just go away. It didn't, like, it's like a lot of other things, like, you know, it didn't just get up and leave, but yeah, I'm with you. Like, what's the other one? The swine flu, remember? That was big. Yeah, there's a couple other ones. They don't just, you know, take the night off, so.
Interesting.
Who would have thought? 2021, bird flu's back.
So when they kill these birds, what's their plan with that? Do they trap them first? Are they going to have guys just go out there just hunting? Or what are they trying to do?
I'm going to imagine they're, like, going to hire, like, the Larry the Cable guys of the country, and they're just going to give them all shotguns and send them out into the field and just let them blow, like, shoot until you have 60,000 or 600,000 carcasses, boys. Which I don't hate.
No, I mean, if you're going to work. I think it was – I can't remember what country it was, but it was a couple of years ago. They had a stray cat problem in a country where there was too many, and they were like hurting the ecosystem. So they actually sent people out at night hunting stray cats.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. It was like the Philippines or like a Southeastern Asian country, I think.
And they just sent guys out there with guns and said, "Oh, take care of the problem." So I don't know if that's the same thing there. Just send them out there and blast away.
I want to say it was Southeast Asia or South America. I can't remember off the top of my head.
That is wild.
That's how you eradicate problems.
But post-show, Boomy's been working on some mini helmets.
And full-size.
He's got one, what?
And full-size. Yeah,
the one he's got done has the TCF logo on it. Let's see it right now, Boomy. That thing is awesome. That thing is so cool.
I love it. So far, this is my first completed project. I showed you guys the one a couple of weeks ago. I just added some new decals onto an old Florida helmet. But yeah, that's the first ever TCF mini helmet. Working on some full-size ideas. I will have TCF full-size helmet here soon. So hopefully I can display that on the show here by the end of the month, but still working on some painting processes. But I got stickers ordered. I've got decals ordered, maybe even throwing a visor on it. We'll see. But this is also something, shout out to everyone that has reached out to me. These are not for sale right now, but it is a possibility in the near future. So I will keep everyone posted. If you want one, shoot me a text. If you have my number, send me a DM on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. I just need an idea if anyone wants one. If not, you're not hurting my feelings. But I would like to order maybe some mini helmets in bulk. Maybe my wife would love to have a giant box of mini helmets show up at the house one day to decal up and you know, turn into. It's just, you guys know, I talked about it a million times. I haven't had a whole lot to do, you know, with some professional responsibilities out the window this year. So found a couple Instagram pages I thought were cool that did, you know, custom helmets and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I bet I could do that. And I've got some cool ideas. So something to spend time doing, I guess, keeping me busy.
I love it. I think that's a cool hobby, an awesome mini helmet. Like you said, hit up Boomy. Boomy at Boomy TCF on Twitter if you want to DM him on there. Thank you to Jonathan Gamer at TCF Gameboy for joining us again today, this morning, as we'd say. Thank you for joining us again. They said TCF Gameboy at Boomy TCF. I am Zach Delay at Z Lilia TCF. I'm gonna get, you know, I'm just doubling up, you know, I'm just giving everyone a little extra exposure.
appreciate it. Need all the help I can get.
Yeah, we got Game Boy over here. If you want some Illinois takes, if you want some awesome Bears takes, on Sunday when the Bears are in the Nickelodeon wild card game, If you want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. Follow us on there. Go over to the YouTube page. Subscribe to the YouTube page, Typical Chicago Fans. Wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If it's anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. Follow us on there. Or no, subscribe. I don't know. Subscribe. I think it's follow on Spotify. So follow us on there. Like I said, give us that rating wherever you can. And like I said, give Boomy say something mean to Boomy, but give us that 5-star rating, please. 26shirts.com in Chicago. Go over there, buy a shirt, a hat, or a flag, and use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com Chicago. Anything else, boys?
Let's have a beautiful Wednesday.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We just got done with the TCF morning show. Wednesday, January 6th. We love you all.
Peace.